Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. A couple of significant things came out of Microsoft's quarterly earnings call. After 2 years of slowing down, revenue from Microsoft's Azure cloud services grew faster at 29%, and the Intelligent Cloud Unit as a whole grew revenue 19%. Azure's OpenAI service grew from 11,000 customers last quarter to 18,000. That contributes about 3% to Azure's growth. Microsoft reported growth across the board, including in its Xbox and Windows OEM segments. Microsoft's earnings per share and revenue beat analysts' expectations, and Microsoft forecast faster revenue growth next quarter as well. Alphabet raised its revenue 11% after four straight quarters of single-digit growth, but that rise came down mostly to ad revenue, particularly from YouTube, and investors wanted to see other areas, especially cloud, contribute more. And while cloud revenue grew 22%, swinging into profitability, it missed expectations by about $20 million. Losses from Alphabet's other bets, that's its non-Google, non-YouTube businesses, narrowed to $1.19 billion, down from $1.23 billion last year. Still, YouTube was a bright spot, with ad revenue up 12%, and YouTube Shorts now delivering 70 billion daily views, up from 50 billion at the beginning of the year. Snapchat's parent company Snap not only beat expectations, it actually grew revenue for the first time in two quarters. Analysts had expected it to continue to decline. Daily active users on Snapchat rose 12% on the year to 406 million. Total time spent watching rose 200% on the year. Snapchat has added several AI-driven features recently. However, the company continued to report net losses as it winds down its augmented reality enterprise businesses. Apple has decided to apply California's right to repair rules nationwide in the United States. At an event at the White House, Apple Service VP Brian Nauman said the company supports, quote, a uniform federal law that balances repairability with product integrity, data security, usability, and physical safety. Microsoft representatives also expressed support for a national law. No bill has yet been drafted. Qualcomm announced several details about new chip lines as it faces increased competition from in-house designs, particularly Apple's M1. Qualcomm's S7 and S7 Pro platforms for headphones and earbuds introduce something they call Expanded Personal Area Network, or XPAN, which can use Wi-Fi to improve audio, like delivering 96 kilohertz lossless while maintaining battery life. And the S7 Pro can also use Wi-Fi to extend your range. XPAN will pair Wi-Fi credentials when it pairs to Bluetooth, so it makes that part seamless. For PCs, Qualcomm's Snapdragon X Elite platform is built on a 4-nanometer process that it claims can outperform Intel Core i7 CPUs and AMD Ryzen GPUs. It also claims it has faster peak multi-thread performance than Apple's M2. None of those claims have been independently tested yet. It also supports Snapdragon Seamless, which makes it easier to share data across Android and Windows devices, as long as they're running Snapdragon processors. Snapdragon X Elite will ship in PCs mid-2024. And the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 mobile chipset will support multimodal generative AI models on device. Qualcomm claims Stable Diffusion can generate an image in less than a second using it on device, no cloud involved. It can also use Meta's Llama 2 LLM to make use of personal data while keeping it private. It also includes Wi-Fi 7 support, upgrades for Dolby HDR, and support for Unreal Engine 5.2. Qualcomm claims it's 30% better performance and 20% more power efficient than the previous version. Mobile devices with Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 will appear in the coming weeks. The PS5 Slim doesn't come out until sometime in November. We don't have a date yet, but boxes have begun shipping to retail. And on the box is a note that says, quote, "Internet connection required to pair disk drive and PS5 console on setup." Sony has not yet commented on the issue. The California Department of Motor Vehicles has suspended the permit for GM's Cruise division, which let Cruise test autonomous cars in the state without safety drivers on board. The DMV said the suspension is due to safety concerns and the permit will not be reinstated until Cruise can demonstrate it has addressed the concerns to the state's satisfaction. Cruise is allowed to continue to test its autonomous cars with safety drivers. A group of 42 U.S. state attorneys general announced multiple lawsuits Tuesday against Meta, alleging Facebook and Instagram harm child and teen users. 33 states filed a suit in the Northern District of California, while 9 others are filing in their own states. Apple announced it's going to hold an evening live stream announcement on October 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and the invite is titled Scary Fast. MacRumors editor Tim Hardwick noticed that Apple has used that line before on its website to describe the M1 Pro and M1 Max when those chips first launched. Apple's also following the trend of other streaming services, as well as things like eggs and gasoline, by raising its prices for the Apple TV Plus service. In the U.S., Apple TV Plus goes from $6.99 a month to $9.99 a month. Apple also raised the prices of Apple News, Apple Arcade, and its Apple One bundles. Finally, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says Apple plans to redesign its Apple TV app as part of a tvOS update in December. The new Apple TV app will add a left-side navigation for video categories and become the sole home for all your video, rented, purchased, or streamed. The separate movies and TV show apps on tvOS will be removed, as will video sections on other mobile Apple apps. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.